Good evening. Good to see all of you here this evening. Good to have Brother and Sister Roschino with us. Glad they're able to be in service with us. Good to have Brother and Sister Corn as well. Glad they're over here with us visiting. I found another pair of glasses on this here front pew. These are purple rim, and they are. If they had gold on there, I'd wear them. Purple and gold. That'd be LSU colors, but does anybody recognize those? They are glasses you need to see out. They're not just for looks. No? Wow. Well, we find a lot of glasses around here. The church May calendar is on the front pew over there. Don't forget to get one when you leave out. There's also some 3x5 invitation cards to the Soldiers of the Cross Youth Rally already put out on the front pew there. That would be helpful to get out. That's right around the corner. About 15 days away from here right now. We had a good turnout in the youth zone tonight. We had a real good crowd there. Glad to see all those come out. We want to be around the things of God and enjoying time of devotions. We're looking at a topic of the last 3 weeks, My Big Fat Mouth. My Big Fat Mouth. Don't forget, on the 16th will be the Discovery Zone final presentation. That's on the 16th. So don't miss that. Invite your parents. They'll want to see what you've been doing, kids. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 5. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 5. The Bible says there in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 5, "But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of evangelists, make full proof of thy ministry." Tonight the thought's going to be, "But watch thou." But watch thou. I remember when I was in the Army and we were on a field exercise. It was a 2-week event, and we were practicing. Actually, was getting ready for Desert Storm, the first Desert Storm war when Iraq invaded Kuwait. And we were doing some testing and evaluating and getting ready, and it was like, oh man, we must have been up, it seemed like, for 5 days straight. And it was trying to let some of the guys, I was a sergeant by that time, and I was trying to let some of the guys get a little rest when we could, because we needed somebody on the perimeter. We were at the outside perimeter of the formation, and I let them go to sleep, and I was there, and I, somehow or another, I was sitting there, and after 5 days of being up, you were there, but you were not there. I mean, it looked like the tree could have been a person. It was just, you were so tired, weary from the day, and trying to keep watch so others, and I'm telling you, be honest with you, life can be tiresome. We're to keep watch. We're to stay busy looking and keeping our eyes on the things at hand. And one thing we need to be very careful to do is to be careful that we're always constantly watching for the will of God in our life. Because I tell you, it's easy for the world and the cares of life to cause a detour, you might say. Look over in Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter number 10. And verse number 7. Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 7. The Bible says, "Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me." And this is what it says: "To do thy will, O God." And that was what the Lord came to do the will of the Father. And so he was always what his mind and his focus was on, doing the will of the Father. You remember in Matthew chapter 26, when he's there in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he's praying, and he's asked the Lord, and he says, Father, let this cup pass from me. And then the last phrase of verse number 42 says, nevertheless, thy will. And we need to be very careful that we're watching for the will of God. Too many times people persist in exerting their own will, their own way. They fail to surrender a whole heart to the Lord. We'll surrender 11 hours of the day. We'll surrender 4 days of the week. We'll surrender, half a month. So the Lord said, we need to be very careful that we're watching, that we're surrendered for the will of God, that we're surrendered with wholeheartedly. Everything, Lord, this be thy will. Help me to watch it. Help me to be careful. Don't let me be detoured from doing your will. And the Bible said there in 2 Timothy 4:5, but watch thou in all things. And I'm just here to tell you that the will of God's got to be very important in our life. And we've got to be watching that we are fulfilling what God has for us. Now, throughout the Bible, there is general revelation to all people, every child of God. You read it and it applies and it's applicable. And those are things that we should be doing just simply because God wrote it down and preserved it and kept it for us. And that's the will of God for everybody. There are some particular things that people need to get involved with and people need to do. We need to pray and say, God, I want you to show me what you would have me to do as an individual, as a person, as a family. Lord, as a church, please guide and direct and help us to watch for your will that we may watch in all things. And it says there, endure afflictions. That means it's not going to be easy watching sometimes. It's going to be difficult sometimes. It's going to be tiresome. You're going to be weary. And not only should we watch that our will lines up with the will of God, that we yield ourselves to the will of God. We need to watch in our ways. Look with me over in Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs 16 and verse number 7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. I wonder how our ways are. Are we pleasing the Lord with our ways? We need to be very careful that we are watching and the way that we go and the direction that we're traveling. Many follow in the ways of sin and Satan because they keep not their eyes upon the Lord. They keep their eyes, on this, that, and other. And they're looking around, not keeping their eyes set upon the affections above. And before you know it, they will be headed in the wrong way in a sinful indulgence of the flesh, which is pleasurable for a season. Don't get wrong for one moment. Not everything that is out there that is sinful is just like a bitter taste of wormwood. It is not. It's pleasurable. But I'm telling you, when it's finished, it brings forth death and destruction. So we need to be very careful. Look over in Proverbs chapter number 5. Proverbs chapter 5. God's ways produce love, joy, and peace. He said there, I'll make even your enemies at peace with you. I wonder how those that you would perceive to be your enemies, how is that relationship going in that aspect? Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. Man, is that thinking? As I read that verse, and getting ready for this and looked at it, I said, my, the Lord ponders all my goings. Even after I'm done, even after I've gone down that road, the Lord sits and he contemplates, he thinks about, thinks about what I've doing, what I've been, what I've been, why? Because I'm his child. That's why. You know, at the end of the day, my wife tell me this quite often. She'll say, you're far off in thought. What's the matter? You're cataloging things. You know, you're placing things in order so you know, I'm thinking about the day to come. Did I finish everything on my list that I had to do today? Well, if I didn't get it, you know, how important is the things left that I plan to do today compared to the things that I need to do tomorrow? Which order do I rearrange those in? And so I'm in thinking and thought and, you know, and I think, wow, the Lord says I'm going to give an account of everything I do in this body. That means the Lord catalogs everything. He gets it in order. He got it laid out. Boy, we're going to look at Him in the white of the eye. We're going to give an account of what we do. And I'm going to tell you, if that doesn't wake us up, if this verse here, for the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and He pondereth all His goings, you be very careful to think about where you're going and ponder what you're doing and how you're involved and what you're involved in, because it is before the Lord's eyes that you are doing it. And James chapter 3, if you would, James chapter 3. But watch thou in all things, 2 Timothy 4:5 says, and we watch that our will is in the lined up with the will of God for our life. We watch that our ways are pleasing in the sight of the Lord. James chapter number 3. James chapter number 3. We need to be careful that we watch the very words that travel out of our mouth. James chapter number 3 of verse 2. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. We need to be very careful that we are not careless with our talk, not careless with the words. You understand that the words that you say, the words that you spew forth out of your mouth can be very discouraging. They can be very depressing. They can be destroying. I mean, some people, you know, the things we say, we got to be careful that we're not so critical and cynical and using the cutting words to get our way. But we're very careful that we bridle the tongue. We bridle it because we have a great power with the words that we put out. We should have kind words that glorify God and edify, that bring blessings. Matter of fact, this here passage, if we was to read it all the way through, we don't have time tonight. We've got to get the bus running back home, get the kids back home. But if we was to read this whole passage, it talks about, out in verse 10. Matter of fact, just look at verse 10. Out of the same mouth proceeding blessings and cursing, my brother, these things ought not to so to be. So we need to be very careful that we have kind blessings, kind words, blessed words, and words of confidence, encouraging people, not discouraging them. The Bible puts it like this, that we're to provoke one another to love. Be very careful that we are doing such as that. And words that bring forth healing and not hurt. We can put a little salve on some. Aren't you thankful that whenever you have gotten crossways with God and you get right with God, you come back and that forgiveness is there, and then all of a sudden you're back reading your Bible and you read a passage of Scripture, and it's just like God just put some little ointment over that there spot where we messed up, because God hasn't messed up. And He just soothes us and He says, hey, it's going to be okay. You did mess up, but you're still my child and I love you. And I love you very much. So we need to be very careful that we're watching it. If it says watching all things, we need to watch our words, because our words can be healing words or hurting words. And we need to be careful that we are not spewing out bitterness and unsweet things out of our mouth. Look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Starting So our text verse tells us in 2 Timothy 4:5 that we're to watch in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of the ministry. And the only way to do all that and to follow through on that verse, we got to be in the will of God. Our ways must be pleasing to God. The words that we put out should be exhorting and comforting and healing words. In other words, there should be godly conversations that come out of our life, uplifting out of our mouth, and uplifting words of encouragement. But not only that, we need to be careful that we understand that we are workers in the Lord's work. And we need to watch that we are careful to put the Lord's work first and primary in our life. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse number 9. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. We are laborers together with God. Isn't it a good thing to know that the God that we serve, the God, the sovereign God of the universe, allows us to work with Him? He allows us to be part of what He is doing. He's of course told us to go out and to do things for Him, to witness, to get the gospel around the world, to prayer, to be in prayer and intercessory for other people. But He said, lo, I am with you always. He goes right with us. He doesn't just send us out there, to do this. I remember one time we were out at the Mojave Desert, and our battalion XO told one of the first lieutenants in the supply chain unit in the supply unit, he told him, so listen, I need you to go sit out a refuel in this certain area, and when you get there, you wait till we come, and you just get it set up, and we'll bring in the guns, and we'll bring in the artillery, the ammo vehicles. We'll bring them in around 2:30 at night. And it was dark. We did it. I don't know what the world this thing is. We train them. We do everything in the dark. They don't even see if we're doing it right now. We're just doing it in the dark. But lo and behold, he did not get to where he was supposed to be. And so we got to where we were supposed to be. We're talking, he was supposed to be there with like 6 vehicles, and we were getting there with like 50 vehicles. And when we got to where we were supposed to be, he was not there. And this is what, at 2 o'clock in the morning, whenever you're tired and you're frustrated, and it seems like that what you told didn't happen, and now the battalion XO has got to explain to the battalion commander why we're not getting fuel and why we're stuck out here and why we can't make it to the next mission, that we had to be at the next place we had to be at 5 o'clock and we didn't have enough fuel to get there. This is, I'm on the radio, it was not a good conversation over the radio with that lieutenant and that battalion XO. And the next day, I was the battalion XO's driver. The next day he met with him and he really, really laid into him. And I remember this is one of the things he says. You are a lieutenant in the army. I am not your father. I am not your mother. And I'm not going to go with you every place. You've got to get where you're supposed to be. Man, I mean, it was his responsibility. But as I become a Christian, I've been given order after order after order. And the Lord's always gone with me. Always gone with me. And he's far greater than that battalion XO. Far greater with authority, sovereign. And so we need to understand that we are laborers together with God. So if God's told us to do something, be not afraid. Be of good courage and be of good cheer, because great is our victory. Our faith is our victory. Many Christians are just so busily involved in selfish pursuits and they fail to recognize the very urgent need that's put before us, and that is to be busy in the Lord's work. We must work, dear friend, while there is opportunity. We must first put first things first. And the church in Revelation chapter 3, they got that out of hand. They got it backwards. And he said, you need to do something. This is what you need to do. Return to your first love. We cannot serve two masters. We'll either cling to the one, we'll despise the other, we'll be all in for one, or we'll be all in for the other. We need to be very careful that we are watching the work that we are involved in and make sure that our priorities are right. The last thing we're going to look at is over in Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. So we're to watch in all things. Watch, make sure we're in the will of God. Watch, make sure our ways are pleasing to God. Watch and make sure the words that we are speaking out are words that will make us into a complete man or a perfect man, it says there in James chapter 3. And then we watch and make sure that our work is lined up with the priorities of God, because we are working with God. Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 6. Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. I wonder if we really contemplate how much our daily walk influences someone else each and every day. Our daily walk. Our daily walk. Go to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2 in verse number 6. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2 verse 6, he that saith he abideth in Him, talking about the Lord Jesus, ought himself also so to walk even as He walked. Your friend, Christ is coming soon. He is. I don't know if it's going to be this week, next week, or the week after. I don't even know if it's going to be 1,000 years, 100 years, or 50 years. But I do know this one thing. It is closer now than it has ever been. The apostles, if you read the writings and you look at it, as the Holy Spirit of God moved upon them, they wrote as if Christ could come back then. That's how the Holy Spirit wrote the book. He can come back at any moment. Dear friend, I'm telling you, your influence on others is such it's such a great responsibility. A great responsibility. The Bible tells us in John chapter 14 and verse 2, He says, listen, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again. He's coming. I wonder this morning, this evening, dear friend, how is your walk? Are you watching where you're walking and the walk that you have? How is it influencing others? Is it encouraging them to walk on? Are you just like, sticking your foot out, tripping others that are trying to walk forward? You know, you're being a stumbling block and not watching. But watch thou in all things. Watch the will. Watch, make sure you're in the will of God. Watch, make sure your ways are pleasing God. Watch, make sure your words are pleasing and comforting and encouraging, not discouraging. Watch and make sure that the work that you're involved in is prioritized by the work that the Lord would have you to be doing. And walk in Christ. Make sure that you are keeping your eyes affixed upon Him, that you might encourage others to do the same. Watch thou in all things. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for this evening, for the time to be in your house. We pray, God, you'd forgive us, Lord, when we failed you. Lord, we thank you for the word of God that we've looked through this evening, as it encouraged us, Lord, to watch and to look around. I pray, God, that you'd help us to wake up as your people, because we're asleep. We are asleep. Our eyes are closed. We're in an apathy. We have so much that needs to be accomplished. So much that we could be doing. But I don't think we're watching. I don't believe we're looking around, carefully watching what we should be doing and following the scriptures that are laid out for us. Lord, I just pray that you'd wake us up. Help us to look to you. And Lord, you said, come and dine. What a blessed thing it is to come and to eat with you. And that's what we do on Wednesday nights. We come away from this world. We get along with you. We pray. And we open up the bread of life. God, I pray tonight that they ate spiritual food that will wake them up, encourage them, your people, to be busy about your work. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, don't forget your calendar over here. Don't forget the little 3x5 card. Start inviting folks to the Soldiers Across Youth Rally. Kids, line up quickly over here so we can get the bus going.